Hi everyone. So on today's episode, we're going to continue what I started the last time, and I'm going to rate another 20 K-dramas I've completed. Actually, this time I think I'm going to make it K-dramas and C-dramas, so it's just going to be rating 20 dramas I've completed. And the last time, even though I was going in alphabetical order, I was just skipping over dramas, but now I'm going to go over it again and start from the top and not skip any. However, just so you know, I basically found out about my drama list like late 2020, so I have not even added all the dramas that I have completed because I cannot remember. Sometimes I'm scrolling through finding dramas to watch and I'm like, oh shoot, I've completed that, and then I add it to my list. So I'm just saying that, so if next time I do this again I start over from A, it is because I probably came across a drama I have completed again, so that's why I would start from the top. But today we're going to hopefully do 20 and not 26. Last time I was just all over the place with the numbering. I don't even understand what I was doing. Like, I think I went over 18 twice, and that was funny because altogether I think I ended up talking about 26 dramas and it was supposed to be 20, but that's okay. So we're going to start from numbers again and go down from A, B, C. I don't think we're going to get that far because I've not even started, but I'm drained. Okay, so rating 20 dramas I have completed, I am going to add C dramas again. I will give a reason if I remember why I'm rating it the way I'm rating it, but I'm not like talking about it in detail like I would do on the character series, because if I do like and I'm talking about an actor and he is in the dramas I mentioned right now, then I will have to repeat it all over again. Yeah, I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to only give the reasons why I'm reading it the way I'm reading it. And I talked about my reading skill in that episode, so check it out if you want to know what a 10 is and a 9 and an 8 and a 7. And you know what's funny? I told you guys my ranking skill and I explained it in terms of 10, 9, 8, 7. But most of the dramas, I gave them like a 7.5, an 8.5, a 9.5. Like, I was giving it in between. So, like, the ranking skill did not actually help. It was useless. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, let's start. So, the first one I want to talk about is 28th Century Boy and Girl. To be honest, I don't remember, but I know Kim Ji-suk was in this, and I want to say Han Ye-seo, but I'm not sure. Let's confirm if Han Ye-seo was the female lead. Yes, she was. Okay, at least I know something. And it was just a fluffy drama. They used to be childhood friends, but I think they always liked each other. They just never wanted to admit that they liked each other, and they were like going back and forth in different relationships. They end up being together, and I think their chemistry was actually cute. I like Kim Ji-suk. I really love him. I would give this drama a 7.5 out of 10. It wasn't great. There wasn't anything great about it. I remember when I watched it, it was just something lightweight that I wanted to like chill after doing homework with. So yeah, it was pretty good, but it's not like amazing. And yeah, so I said a 7.5. A 7.5 to an 8 out of 10. Okay. The next one is a C drama, and it is A Love So Beautiful. So this was the first mainland Chinese drama I ever completed, even though I was watching Taiwanese dramas 2 years before watching this, and it was pretty good. I'm looking at my rating on my drama list and I give it a 9 out of 10, which is interesting. It was really good. The chemistry between Yu Yutian and Shen Yeo was so beautiful. I do like it. I really love it. I talked about it on the episode where I introduced C dramas to this podcast by talking about kiss scenes, which is just really weird, but yeah, I mentioned it on that episode and I do love it. I've watched better dramas, better C dramas, so maybe I would give it an 8.5 to a 9 out of 10, but it is good. If you want to start watching C dramas, actually check this one out. I think this one is going to get everyone hooked. I don't know what it is about it, but it's good. Like, there's nothing really amazing about the story and the plot, but I just feel like it's good. I enjoyed it. I think everyone will enjoy it. I have shown it to two different people that don't watch dramas, any form of Asian dramas, and they started watching Asian dramas after I showed them this. So I think it's actually pretty good. Yeah, so I would give it a 9 out of 10. The next one, let's talk about Angry Mom. You know, I should be keeping tab. This is number 3, right? Number 3, Angry Mom. Did I talk about this on the other episode? Okay, I think I should just give a disclaimer once again. If I do mention a drama that was on that episode, then just bear with me, because y'all know I was struggling on that episode. And if I want to make sure, then I have to go listen to that episode, make a list of it, and I don't want to do that. So just bear with me. If I mention a drama that I mentioned already, then just know that I'm sorry. But the thing is, I will not be able to take it out, because if I take it out, then the numbering is going to be off again. I need to prepare for this in advance next time. Sorry, guys. Yeah, so let's talk about Angry Mom. This is number 3. I'm going to give Angry Mom a 9 out of 10. I love it. It's almost a 10 in my opinion. I love everything about the drama. It's just, it was done so well. I've talked about it twice, I think, on other episodes. You can check out what I have to say about them. No, actually, I talked about it on Jesus episode. I don't think anyone wants to listen to that. Where else did I talk about it? Oh yeah, I talked about it on the episode where I said, like, watch these dramas. If you don't, I'm judging, or something like that. So yeah, go check it out if you want to know what it's about. But like I said, a 9 out of 10. It is so good. Number 4, let's talk about Are You Human 2. I think I mentioned this when I was currently watching it. I didn't really tell you guys anything about it, but I love it. I love it. I'm going to get... No, I think I've talked about this drama. I think I talked about it on the other episode. Should I skip it? I'm having a rough memory of me saying, like, I hated the ending. Okay, let's skip it, because I feel like I talked about it. Okay, number 4, let's do Attention Love. This is a Taiwanese drama. I love it so much. My favorite actress is in it. Joanne, that's her name. And I love it. It was actually just a cute, fluffy drama. Their moms both had them at the same time, and then... just like playfully, they were like, they have to get married in the future. They grew up together, but their personalities are so different. They end up living together, like, with their parents. So it was cute. It was a cute drama. I'm going to give this a 9 or an 8.5 out of 10. I love it. The next one, you know, okay, I think I have to change what I said about going in order, because I want to go in order, but then I always start thinking that I have talked about it before, and so I'm just skipping through so many things. This episode is trash. I'm sorry, guys. Should I start from the bottom? Let's start from the bottom, because I know, like, if I start from the bottom, I know for a fact that I haven't gone through any of these dramas. So yeah, I'm going to start from the bottom and go up. And I was in number 4. So number 5, Youth. This drama is the Chinese remake of Age of Youth. And it wasn't as good as Age of Youth. Even though it was a remake, you would expect it to be like about the same. It actually wasn't. And I feel like it's because Age of Youth 1 and 2 are like my favorite Korean dramas. And so like I have high expectations and high standards when it comes to it. And nothing else can like beat how good it was. So I'm going to give this a 7.5 out of 10. I don't know what about it wasn't just great. It wasn't. It was amazing as the Korean version. And yeah. So I'm going to give this a 7.5 out of 10. Number 6, You're Beautiful. This was one of the first dramas I watched, and it was cringe. It was cringe, but I still enjoyed it. I love the OSTs from it, and that's like boosting my rank for it right now. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. There was actually nothing wrong with it. Lee Yonggi is in this, and Jung Young-hwa is in this. I know they're both idols, but I like watching them act. And Chang Eun-suk is in this. Park Shin-hye plays the female lead. I actually talked about this drama on Park Shin-hye's episode, so you can check out that episode to listen to what I have to say about it. But I will give it a 7 out of 10. It was not bad. I actually enjoyed it. On my drama list, I see that I gave it an 8.5, and I'm just like, why? Okay, maybe a 7 to a 7.5. When did I rate this? It wasn't long ago. It wasn't bad. Yui is actually in this as well. She played an annoying character, but yeah. I don't know. Okay, maybe a 7 to a 7.5. Because I see that I gave it an 8.5. I'm too generous when it comes to rating dramas, aren't I? Number 6, You Who Came From the Stars, is also called My Love From Another Star. And this is Jung Ji-hyun and Kim Soo-hyun. I actually like this one I watched, but I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Because I've not gone back to rewatch, except for some few things. But I know that when I watched it, oh my gosh, I used to always go back to rewatch the ending scene. I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It was actually pretty good. I'm laughing because after doing the episode on like K-drama tweets opinions, you guys had a lot to say about Kim Soo-hyun's acting. And yeah, that's why. But I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Number 7, You Are My Destiny. This is a C-drama, and it is the Chinese remake of Fated to Love You. I shouldn't say remake, it's just the Chinese version, because I know that Fated to Love You, the Korean version, is not the original version. So yeah, this one I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I mentioned that I loved it from episode 1 to episode 24, and after that I didn't really enjoy it. And so I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It's actually good. The chemistry between the leads is so good. check it out. It has 36 episodes. I think I mistakenly said it had 30. Yeah, but it's actually good. It's actually pretty good. And you guys know I love Faders Love You, so that's why, like, this one has to be good, because it's the same story. Close, like, yeah, it's about the same story. So, yeah. Okay, number 8. Let's do Witches Romance. Which one is this? Okay, I think this is the one with Park Seo Joon and Ung Jung Hwa. I talked about this on Park Seo Joon's episode, and no. I don't want to sound mean, but this drama is getting a 7 out of 10 for me. I don't know. It wasn't great. It wasn't great in my opinion. And I didn't like the pairing of Park Seo Joon and Ung Jung Hwa together. I usually have no problem between Nuna dramas, but this one, it just wasn't. No, I don't like it. I really don't. So it's getting a 7 out of 10. Number 9, let's do Witch's Love. This is the one with Yoon So-hee, Hong Bin, and Hyun Woo. I actually did enjoy this one. It was really fluffy. There's nothing great about it. She is supposed to be a witch, and she has powers. She lives with two of her grandmas. They both have powers, and they own, like, this restaurant, and Hyun Woo buys the building, and he starts living in the building, but, like, they have to hide their powers from him. He falls in love with Yoon So-hee, and it was actually cute. Their kissings were amazing in this drama. I'm going to give it an 8 to an 8.5 out of 10. It was actually pretty good. Number 10, let's do While You Were Sleeping. I've talked about how much I love this drama. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. Lee Jeong-suk plays the male lead. Suzy plays the female lead. Han Woo-tak. Why do I keep calling him Han Woo-tak? Jung Hae-in plays the second lead. I love it. It's actually pretty good. I did enjoy it when I watched it. So yeah, it's getting a 9 out of 10 for me. Talked about it on Lee Jeong-suk's episode. I think I also mentioned it on Jung Hae-in's episode. Check it out. It's pretty good. Oh my gosh, we're on number 11. Which one did I make a mistake on? I'm so sorry, guys. What? Okay, we're at number 11. Okay, number 11, let's do What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. This was good. However, once again, the memories of reading you guys' opinions are just coming to my head. And you guys had so many bad things to say about this drama, but I still love it. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. I actually really appreciate the plot. And that's what you guys hate the most. The chemistry between Park Seo Joon and Park Min Young was good. I liked it. So I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. I've talked about it twice, I think. Yeah, because I did Park Min Young and I also did Park Seo Joon in the character series. So check out their episodes. Number 12, Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok Ju. I enjoyed this. I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. It was a really fluffy drama, but I think it's really good. Nam Ji Hyuk plays the male lead. Lee Sung Kyung plays the female lead. They're so cute together. I appreciated seeing Lee Ji Young for the first time because she became one of my favorite actresses and I love her so much. So yeah, Weightlifting Fairy was pretty good. They're basically in a sports school. She is a weightlifter. Her name is Kim Bok Ju, so the drama is centered on her. And yeah, it was pretty good when I watched it. It is a 2016 drama. I watched it in 2016. It was definitely good. I said an 8.5, right? Yeah, number 13, let's do Wednesday 3:30. This is a web drama and it had like 15 episodes, but the episodes were super short. Hong Bin plays the male lead. Okay, Hong Bin is an idol and he is one of the people I actually don't like watching, even though I watched him in Witch's Love. He was the second lead in Witch's Love. That's why I was able to like sit through it. But this one, he played the male lead. It was fairly short and that's why I sat through it. Hong Bin used to be my bias from VIX. And I love him so much. I heard he was in a scandal and he left VIX. I didn't even know about this. It was not until recently, like last year, my sister told me. And I was like, what? Maybe he left last year. Because I know most of them are in the military. But Hyuk has been making comebacks. Y'all please support Hyuk. He is the maknae and he has been releasing solo songs. I love them so much. But yeah. Wednesday 3:30, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I think Jin Ki-joo plays the female lead. Let me confirm. I think she is the female lead. And this is probably the first thing I watched of her. Yes, Jin Ki-joo was in this. Oh my god, Ahn Bo-hyun was in this? What? I don't remember seeing Ahn Bo-hyun at all. But this was a pretty fluffy drama. You know what? No, I take it back. I actually like watching Hong Bin act. Because now I'm thinking I loved his character in Moonroom School. He's not a great actor, but he's not as bad as others. I do appreciate seeing him act. But anyway, so Wednesday 3:30 is basically about they say like girls or women feel the most stressed and they look ugly Wednesday 3:30 and she meets him and it's just changing that for her and whatnot. And then at the end they kiss in the Wednesday 3:30 at this waterfall place. It wasn't a waterfall, it was like in the park, you know, where the water comes out of the fountain. The fountain, yeah. So that was, it was a cute drama. It was just really fluffy. But like I said, I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Okay, we're in number 14. Number 14, Warm and Cozy. This was pretty chill. Kang Sora is in this. I cannot remember the male lead's name, and I know y'all hate him, so I'm not even going to mention his name. Why do you guys hate him? Because he was in Hospital Playlist, and that drama is really big. And I'm like, if he has a lot of haters, how was that drama able to do well? Anyway, but Warm and Cozy was actually pretty good. I liked it a lot. They were twins, in quotes. They thought they were twins or like siblings, but they end up falling in love. They have a restaurant together. They move to Jeju Island. It's just really calm, peaceful drama. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It is a 2015 drama, so yeah. So we're at number 15. Number 15, let's do W2 Worlds. I love this drama. It's getting a 9 from me, a 9 to a 9.5. It was done so brilliantly. There's nothing I actually want to change about this drama. It's just the chemistry wasn't there for me between Lee Jung-suk and Han Hyo-joo. You guys have a lot to say about Lee Jung-suk's acting, but I don't care. I love this man and I love his acting. And W2 Worlds Apart is a fantastic drama. Definitely check it out. I'm giving it a 9 to a 9.5. Talked about it on Lee Jung-suk's episode. You can listen to that to hear what I have to say. Okay, great. And it is a 2016 drama, just so you know. I watched it as it was airing, I think. I don't remember. I either watched it in 2016 or 2017. I don't remember. Anyway, number 16. Let's do 20 again. I know that this drama had mostly veteran actors. It's basically where this woman, she doesn't like go back in time. She just goes back to college with all the 20-year-olds. I think Kim Min Jae is in this. I think this was the first thing I saw Kim Min Jae in. Let's see. Yes, it actually is. It wasn't bad. It actually wasn't bad. I think I like this drama, but I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. There wasn't anything great about it. I think, like, she's trying to get a divorce, or, like, she's in the process of getting a divorce, and then one of her professors is, like, her old crush or something. Oh my gosh, I don't remember. But I know it was pretty chill and nice when I watched it. So yeah, 20 again, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It is a 2015 drama. Female lead is Choi Ji-woo. Her husband's actually played by Choi Won-young. I love this man. He was in Sky Castle. He was in The Heirs. He's been in so many things I've watched. I think he was in Five Children. No, he wasn't. But I like him. And the male lead, which is weird. So this is weird, right? Her husband, I would consider him to be the second lead. And the male lead is played by Lee Sang-yoon. He was in Angel Eyes. I think that's the only thing I've seen him in. The other thing, I don't know. But yeah, so it was actually pretty chill. I like the message of it. Number 17, let's do To the Beautiful You. I recently talked about this. Why did I talk about it? Who was in it? Oh, Kim Ji-won. On Kim Ji-won's episode, I talked about this. I actually like this drama. It wasn't bad. I'm going to give it a 7 to a 7.5. It has been a long time since I watched it, but I did enjoy it. Choi Jin-ri is in this. Sully. Rest in peace, Sully. Sully is in this. Choi Min-ho. Choi Min-ho is an idol. Yes, I know. But Choi Min-ho is in this. And back then, I was a SHINee stan because SHINee was actually the first K-pop group I ever stanned. Well, SHINee and SS501. So yes, I do like it. I'm going to give it a 7 to a 7.5. It's pretty old. I don't think I'll ever go back to rewatch, but it was really cute. Hyunwoo is in this, but Lee Hyunwoo, not the other Hyunwoo. It was a pretty cute drama. It's a gender bender drama. You know, I love those. She pretends to be a boy. She goes into school. She lives in the same dorm with Choi Min-ho and Lee Hyunwoo. Lee Hyunwoo thinks he is gay because he likes her. Choi Min-ho likes her as well. They end up finding out she's a girl, though. That was really cute. I like it a lot. Number 18, let's do 30 but 17. I love this drama. You guys know I do love this drama. Shin Hye-sun is in it. And Hyo-sub plays the second lead. What is my pretty guy's name? Yang Se-jung. Yang Se-jung plays the male lead. It's a really cute drama. I love Ye Jin-won's character. She plays Jennifer. It is just really adorable. I showed my sister who doesn't watch K-dramas, I showed her this drama and she has said that nothing has been able to beat it. I've shown her 18 Again, and I've also shown her Itaewon Class, and I've shown her Switch, Changed World, but she says she really loves 30 but 17. I'm going to give it a 9 to a 9.5. I love it a lot. Like, they broke the stereotypical breaking up because of a misunderstanding, and for that reason I really appreciate it. I like it. The only thing I didn't like about it was that Enhyeop was the second lead because it really hurt. But otherwise, this drama is so beautiful. She basically is in an accident when she's 17 years old. She is in a coma for like 13 years. She wakes up when she's 30, but she still acts like a 17-year-old, which is understandable. She goes to find her house, but the new owners of the house are Yang Sejong's family. And she starts living with them. They fall in love, and it's just really cute. Definitely check it out. I said a 9 to a 9.5. Number 19, let's do The Undateables. I recently talked about this on Nam Gunmin's episode, and I love it. It was actually pretty chill. There's nothing great about it. I'm going to give it an 8 to an 8.5 out of 10. I don't remember how I rated it in that one, to be honest, even though I did it like 2 days ago. But it was pretty good. Choi Tae-jun is in this. That's one of the reasons that I love it as much as I do. Nam Goo-min plays the male lead. Hwang Jung-gun plays the female lead. Their chemistry was so cute together. Once again, there's nothing great about it. An 8 to an 8.5, but definitely check it out. Are we in number 20? Yes, number 20, The Time We Were Not in Love. I know you guys hate the male lead. I'm not going to call his name. I recently heard that there's a scandal about him. However, Ha Ji-won plays the female lead in this, and I love it so much. Yoon Kyung-sang is in this. I think he was the second lead. I don't remember. But I actually like this. They are friends who turn into lovers. I remember she used to be a flight attendant. I actually liked it when I watched it. Going to give it an 8 to an 8.5. It was pretty good for back then, and I think I recently recommended it in one of the 10 dramas for you to watch episode. So yeah, it is a 2015 drama. It was pretty good. The Undateables is a 2018 drama. I watched it as it was airing. The Time We Were Not in Love is a 2015, like I said, and I did watch it like right after it came out. You know, 2015 to 2016 are my favorite years for dramas, so yeah, every drama that came out then was good in my opinion. 30 but 17 is a 2018 drama. So The Beautiful You is a 2012 drama. 20 again is a 2015 drama. W is a 2016 drama. Warm and Cozy is a 2015 drama. Wednesday 3:30 is a 2017 drama. We Lived in Fairy is a 2016 drama. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim is a 2018 drama. While You Were Sleeping is a 2017 drama. Which Is Love is a 2018 drama. I watched it as it was airing or right after it came out. Which Is Romance is a 2014 drama. I watched it in 2015, I think. You Are My Destiny is a 2020 drama. I watched it in 2020 right after it was done airing. Or while it was airing, actually. You Who Came From the Stars or My Love From Another Star is a 2013 drama. I watched it in 2015. You're Beautiful is a 2009 drama. I watched it in 2015, I think, or 2014. Youth is a 2018 drama. I watched it as it was airing, 2018. 20th Century Boy and Girl is a 2017 drama. I watched it in 2017. I Love So Beautiful is a 2017 drama. I watched it in 2017. And Attention Love is a 2017 drama. I also watched it in 2017. Okay, those were 20 dramas that I've completed that I just rated. Check out the ones that seem pretty interesting to you. I know I didn't really talk about the plots and whatnot. That's because I don't want to do that on this episode. The concept is just to rate it based on my reasons. And yeah, so if my rank was good on your own scale, then check out the dramas. You can just search it up and read the plot synopsis and see if it's something you would enjoy. I am so sorry if I messed up on the numbering. You know what, let's go over. 20th Century Boy and Girl was number one. A Love So Beautiful was number two. Attention Love was number three. Youth was number four. You're Beautiful was number five. You Who Came From the Stars was number six. You Are My Destiny was number seven. Which Is Romance was number eight. Which Is Love was number nine. While You Were Sleeping was number 10. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim was number 11. Weightlifting Fairy was number 12. Wednesday 3:30 was number 13. Warm and Cozy was number 14. W was number 15. 20 again was number 16. To the Beautiful You was number 17. 30 but 17 was number 18. Oh my gosh, I should have done 30 but 17 at number 17. Anyway. The Undateables was number 19. The Time We Were Not in Love was number 20. Okay, actually, I did 20. I'm proud of myself today. Thank you guys for bearing with me. Anyway, stand 17, everyone. This is so random, but definitely stand 17. I know Mingyu just got out of the scandal that he was. My heart hurts so much. Oh my gosh. Like, usually when there's a scandal, I'm just like, it's not my business. Like, I'm over it. But when I heard that Mingyu was tangled up in something, oh my gosh, I was begging God, like, please no, because it has to be OT13. I cannot stand like 12 members of 17. And Mingyu, I love Mingyu so much. So yeah, stan 17, everyone. I don't want to start talking about the songs that I love, but I'm a hardcore stan of 17. Okay, I'm actually not that drained as I was in the last episode, even though I have been talking for a long time because I just recorded another episode right before this one. But yeah, thank you so much guys for tuning in. I will be doing more of these in the future. As I keep watching things, I will keep like rating them for you guys. And I've not even gotten to like half of what I've watched. Damn. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay safe and stay blessed, everyone. Annyeong. Anyway, okay, we're at number 6, right? 1, 2. Okay, so I did 20th Century Boy and Girl, number 1. Number 2 was A Love So Beautiful. Number 3 was Attention Love. Number 4 was Youth. Number 5 was You're Beautiful. Okay. What number are we on? Number 10? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, wait. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What number are we on? I think it's 15, but let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, good. We are in what? 17? Number 17? 17 right here. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14, 15, 16. Okay, yeah.